So you have a family now with daughter and sons, and so what? How did that, you know, growing up, how did that influence your family life when you decided to? I guess when you were young, when you first started, you weren't thinking about
family. I wasn't thinking about family.
Yeah, and, but eventually that happened.
And eventually the family happened, and it was just, you know, I knew how it was going to be, and I consciously made sure that I lived close to my father. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, probably 1,000 feet down the road and across the road is where I was. And I did that. I made a conscious decision to do that because I wanted them to have, when I wasn't there, he would be there probably, and have a good mix of family. And that worked out good. My kids were really close with my father and my mother. And so, you know, that was a really good setup. And I think you'll find that with a lot of old men, that that they'll stay close to home, they'll stay close to family, mm-hmm. or that their family has the grandparents right there and the aunts and uncles right there close. So it's kind of that, you know, takes a village thing, only it's a family. Right. And it worked out well. Mm-hmm. Worked out well.
So if you could just talk a bit more about your first trips out and just kind of getting acclimated to the job. I mean, what were some challenges, or did it feel right away, or?
It felt like I belonged.
Yeah.
There was so much that I didn't know, and you know it. But it, you know, it came. They took an interest in me. The mate took an interest in me, and of course, his main concern at the time, because at first boat I was on, it was, you know, my father was getting on it. And one thing the mate did not want to happen, he did not want the captain's son getting drowned, not on his watch. So he was, I think that he told him that first trip to make it as rough on me as possible, because he really wanted to discourage me. He would really like for me to go back to school and do something else. And, so he made it as rough as he could on me, and that's okay, it's good. And it worked out well. So I had a lot to learn, and it's a hands-on thing. That's really what it is. It's a hands-on thing. You of course have the tow work and the barges and everything, take care of your barges and pumping and shingling and learning to do things like that. And then you have your upkeep on your boat, and you're grinding and you're painting and all such as that, and you're cleaning and everything. So it's just a lifestyle that you adapt it to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, I mean, you started working when you were 17?
No, I was, I caught my first boat in December, first part of December, I think, December 8th. I was 15, and then my birthday's in March, and okay. I turned 16. I had 16th birthday on boat. And I've been doing it ever since.
Did you stick, eventually, did you fall in with a certain company, or?
I stuck with that company. That was Agrit Towing Company, one of the oldest towing companies that were here. And actually, the company that I'm with now, Tennessee Valley Towing, was started by one of the owners of Agrit Towing Company, Bill Dyer. And then Bill, before he died, he sold the company to James Marine. So actually, I'm really where I started. And what's really neat is a few years ago, we bought a boat that was, it was in a bankruptcy sale. And James Marine, Ronnie James, he bought a boat for us to, it was just old and derelict and all the pieces, and he bought it for us to rebuild it and refurb it and make it a new boat, and it was the first boat I had ever rode.
Oh, wow.
And so we brought that in. It was Lark Catherine. Originally, it wouldn't be Travis, and then with an aggregate, it was Lark Catherine. And that was the first boat I had ever rode in my life, and got to bring it in and completely gut it out. Mm-hmm. And add a little bit of superstructure to it and make it all a brand new boat. And just made a beautiful boat. And last year we sold that boat to South America. It went to South America.
Oh, wow.
So it was it was funny that, you know, it came full circle.
Yeah.
So...